Something Happened at Lotus Pier. Written by Niraj Saki. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Mo Dao Zushi, or The Untamed. Rating Teen. Category Gen. Also tagged for Alternate Universe Canon Divergence and Parent Swap. Well, shit. Changsa Sanren stopped trying to wrestle Wei Ying into his shirt. He'd decided that he was a monkey today, with the associated claim that monkeys did not require clothing, and turned to look at her husband. She'd managed to crack open that reserve of his more and more as the years went by, but he still tended not to swear outside the bedroom, and never in front of Wei Ying. What happened? She asked. I assume it's something a bit more of a problem than the usual night hunt requests. Something happened at Lotus Pier. Oh? That sounded troublesome, so she put Wei Ying down and lightly kicked him in the ass, sending him tumbling head over heels and giggling madly the entire time. We'll settle this later, you hear me? Now get lost or I'll eat you, little cabbage. He ran off at once. Now, she continued, putting the shirt aside. Lotus Pier, what does Feng Mian have to say? Her husband maintained a semi-frequent correspondence with him on behalf of both of them. She liked Jiang Feng Mian, really, and she was happy to hear from him. It's only that she liked being free more. Nothing, Wei Changsa said. And that's when Changsa Sunren noticed that her husband was an unhealthy shade of pale. He's dead. What? She snatched the letter away from him. What? Him and Yu Xuan both? Impossible. They're sect leaders of a great sect. What happened? We have to go back at once, Wei Changsa said. I'm sorry. I know it's not your favorite place. Nowhere that tried to trap her was. But I owe everything to him and his children. The rest of the world is going to eat them alive. Changsa Sanren was weak when it came to children, especially those around the same age as her own. Oh, fine, she said. I'll go get Wei Ying ready. You start packing. We'll head out at once. I don't know what we can do even if we do go, he said, folding the letter and putting it away. I was a good friend of Jiang Fengmian's, but in the end, I was still only a servant. Enough worrying, she said. First, we need to get there. By the time they got there, little Jiang Cheng, even younger than her Wei Ying, had already learned to sit on the sect leader's seat, but not enough to hide the sheer terror in his eyes. And Changsa Sanren was immediately incensed by the very sight of it, pulling out her horsetail whisk and applying it to the leeches that came to a situation like this, and saw a scared child only as an opportunity for power. Dear, please stop beating all the Jiang cousins, Wei Changsa said. It's not going to change anything. The ceremony's done. He's sect leader whether we like it or not. She bared her teeth to show what she thought of that. Stupid human rules. Sometimes she didn't like them one bit. How about you go introduce Wei Ying? Wei Changsa suggested. And before you say that I'm just trying to get you out of the way to reduce tension in a political situation, you're absolutely right. I am. Please go away. I'll call you back if there's anyone else that needs a beating. It was very nice to have a husband that understood her. Changsa Sanren quickly figured out that Jiang Yanli was Jiang Fengmian's daughter in all the important ways, being calm, easygoing, and generally capable of handling things without becoming overly distraught. And Yuzhuan's daughter, in the sense that there was steel in her spine when she stood in front of her younger brother and interrogated Jiangsu Sanren as to her intentions. It was, in Jiangsu Sanren's private opinion, an improvement on them both. Jiang Cheng, though, he wasn't what she'd expected at all. Not the way Jiang Yanli was. Maybe it was just the trauma, but he was softer than she'd expected, more vulnerable, more introspective. He took everything seriously, frowning more than he smiled, always paying careful attention to everything everyone said, even though he was neither especially studious nor naturally talented. Every once in a while, his temper would get going and he'd be vicious, lashing out with a poisoned tongue that was mostly just cute because he hadn't learned to use it properly. But it was very obvious to an objective observer that he only ever reacted that way when he felt hurt. No matter what, though, he always tried very hard. Jiang Fengmian would have hated you, Jiangsu Sanren thought, and abruptly felt guilty about the thought. Based on her understanding of the man's character, though, the way he liked people who were free and lively, people who smiled no matter what the circumstances, people who didn't make trouble or stick too closely to the rules, the way he disliked those that were the opposite of that. No, she was being uncharitable to a dead man's memory. Even if Jiang Cheng wasn't the type of person Jiang Fengmian would have liked best, he was still his son. My husband was your father's servant, she explained, kneeling down to look at little Jiang Cheng. He used to help him with all the things he had to do when he first became sect leader, and now he's here to help you. Where were you before? Jiang Yanli wanted to know, her arms protectively around Jiang Cheng's shoulders. Traveling, Jiangsu Sanren said, even though she knew the question had been more why they hadn't been there. Would you like to meet Wei Yang? That right there was the best testament to their characters she could find. They liked Wei Yang at once, and he liked them in return. By the time Wei Jiangsu came to find her, Jiangsu Sanren had already resigned herself to staying in the Lotus Pier for the short-term future, with an option out for long-term, and she told him as much. It's a bit more complicated than that, he said. I was speaking with sect leader Nie. How much do you know about war? Jiangsu Sanren blinked. I've heard bad things? She appreciated that he asked, though. After this long, he recognized that there were certain things one simply did not encounter when one was raised on a celestial mountain by an immortal that was only sometimes a person. We may not be able to avoid it if we stay, he said. And I have to stay. I owe it to Jiang Fengmian. But if you wanted...
Too late now, she said cheerfully. As if she'd leave him. I introduced Wei Yang, and now he has a Shijia and a Shidi. He'd be heartbroken if we abandoned them. We're in here for the long haul. Now, tell me about this war. Who would be the most efficient first kill?
The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!